Viewer discretion is advised.
All activities performed in-game and are fictitious.
Arcane magic is not to be used lightly and by amateurs. All magic performed in this show was performed by an expert.
Feel free to try this at home.
Okay, so you guys have a finished list of what you want to buy?
First of all.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Give it to me. We'll start with Eric because he knows what he wants.
All right. See, I just picked up some Celestial Armor, which is +3 chainmail that's super light that allows me to fly once a day.
Cool.
Slapped Death Ward once a day on my large wind shield of arrow catching +1.
Okay. and that lets you cast Death Ward once a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
So no negative energy.
Right on.
Immune
to those enervates.
Yeah, most importantly, Belt of Health +4 that put my health up from 83 to 101. Oh, and then I got the Phylactery of Turning, which allows me to turn at 4 levels higher than my current level.
Okay.
I believe that's it.
Got a little holy box.
Yeah.
Okay. Kronk, what'd you buy?
A pair of winged boots. I upgraded the pistol to a +3 weapon. I bought a Belt of Constitution +4, 2 Barkskin +5 potions, 2 Shield of Faith +5 potions, and 2 Haste potions.
Okay, and Aelin.
I bought Gloves of Dexterity +6, a Cloak of Charisma +4, 2 Potions of Haste, 2 Scrolls of Disintegrate, and a Limited Wish Scroll.
So you guys do your final bits of shopping. The Baron gets word from the Lizardman to prepare it. You guys wake up the next morning. And you eat your final meal before the battle.
You drink some tea.
Supper.
You drink some tea with your food, which is prepared by Pepe. The 4 main food groups, of course. Beans, bacon, whiskey, and lard. priests and other all of the remaining clerics that are around, any of them that survived, they use their spells to cast conjured food and water and give them out to different people. And you guys sit with Jaren and his family as you eat your final meal. You know, Jaren's like, oh, I lost quite a bit of money on the tickets. I didn't end up going to the arena, but I guess it was not a big loss in the long run.
Could be eating faces.
Right. So your ragtag army assembles itself, and you watch as your friends and allies break into different units. And the Baron organizes them as the lizard men begin to prep their army of trolls and lizard folk. Pepe preps the airship. Well, the army assembles. What are you guys doing? I'm kind of imagining, like, Claudio's probably, like, taking a nap.
Oh, no. Got the shrine with the Octo Spearman, you know, sitting on top of Paylor. You know, giving it the old prayer circle. Get as many people to pray as possible.
Do you want to do anything before the final battle begins? One last little scene before you guys get onto the airship.
I'm going to chug a Barkskin +5 potion.
Okay.
Wasted.
No, they last 12 hours.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah.
That's a long time.
Aelin.
I'm going to take a moment with my prior self, Butterball, and just kind of, like, be alone together. Thinking about life.
So as you guys are finishing up your last bits of preparation, the Baron comes up to you and he's like, it's time. The plan is to dimension door into the floating city and find your way inside the temple. In the temple, the Baron knows that there's a machine or some sort of thing that's keeping the temple floating in the sky. Your plan is to destroy it. Well, the lizard folk and your allied forces and the remnants of the city's survivors attack the city not floating with the temple. The Baron gets word, and Pepe goes to start up the airship. The engines rumble and putter and die.
Quick, cast mending.
Pepe goes over, he starts flipping switches and pulling on cranks. He's like, don't worry, guys, I built this thing out of nothing. Heck, I'll get us there in no time. Don't worry, you're pretty out of their helmet about it. And,
just gotta believe.
He's like, I built a Chronon accelerator, I'll get us there, no problem. And he slaps a fucking big red button, and the engines jerk on. And you guys take off as you guys fly through the, start flying up through the sky. The Baron, you can see the Baron's land and the lizard folk assembled on his, you know, around in his manor, preparing to assault the city. And the Baron mumbles, "Get off of my lawn."
Not my turn.
Oh, Baron.
The airship takes off the ground, but it stays low towards the top of the trees, and you guys reach the edge of the forest. And you're able to watch as the massive force of the Lizardman's troll army and your allies charge the flank of the city.
Wait, they have actual trolls?
Yes.
Troll in the dungeon!
The lizard folk live in the swamp where there's trolls and other monstrous races, so all of their allies been called in.
Do these trolls come from a snowy, dark wasteland?
You mean the internet?
No, I was thinking more of a place with lots of vodka and bad cars.
And they're just filling the internet with misinformation? No, but we could go with that if you want to. That was not what I was going for, but...
Nope, bridge trolls. Not the originals. The ones that go after goats. Classical trolls.
My bridge!
While the army attacks, you guys fly in. A massive force of lizard folk, trolls, and their monstrous allies charge the flank of the city, while the majority of the baronial forces and your friends make a direct assault on the whites. The airship flies in with Pepe behind the helm of the ship, and the ship you recognize has been reorganized a little bit. The machine that Suzanne got her Tensor's floating disc spell from, with all the buttons and the chamber, energy chamber, has been modified, but it doesn't look like it's been finished. And you think that the Laughing Morningstar's head is supposed to go into the slot, but it doesn't fit. And even if it did, the wires aren't even connected, and it wouldn't work. And the whole device doesn't glow. You guys hover slightly over the trees near the city. You watch as the elemental giants form in full power this time, with all four of them twisting into a cyclone of elemental strength.
Typhoon,
elemental destruction. And you're close enough to the city now that you watch as the giant snake monster begins to form from the temple to face the giants. Drawn out slowly at first, it slimes through the cracks in the walls, and the ooze reshapes into the mass of writhing snakes and twists together. And soon, giants clash with this behemoth of madness. Just as this happens, the Baron calls for Pepe to fly in, and the airship zooms in. And you guys have this moment of deja vu. Make perception checks. Maybe I watched that a few times.
Nat 20.
For real. Hold on, I gotta roll. Let's see if I can match y'all.
One.
Darn.
Okay, so we got two nat 20s and a nat.
I got a 31.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
I'll leave them to the perceiving this time.
You're very close to the city now, and you look over the edge of the railing to the left of the ship, and below you, in the fields around the city, you see these spirals of slime begin to form. And then out of the pools of slime, a hand crunches into the earth, and it begins to spiral as slime dragons climb forth out of the ground, one claw at a time, rivulets of ooze falling away from them as their wings spread out, and they take off towards the ship. Okay. You recognize this as the exact same moment in time as the Dark World episode.
But we got Light Claudio this time. We're a bunch of wieners.
Right, and you, what you guys notice
and
is...
And
Vermin's not hanging out.
Yeah.
Right. You two hear a buzzing. Slime dragons rocket towards the ship. You guys roll for initiative. I'm pretty sure that what you guys got on initiatives was like a 15, a 14, and a 9, which is better than my 1. So you guys get to roll reflex saves as the slime dragons crash into the side. We already rolled all of this a long time ago. Into the side of the ship. Make your reflex saves. Eric and Suzanne, you make your reflex save, but Rob, you're thrown into the air and you fall, and you're falling to your death. And you remember all of this happening from the Dark World episode. The buzzing gets louder. You're thrown from the ship, and you're falling off of the other side when you're caught by a pair of hand-like mandibles. Handibles of a giant spider eater, larger than the ones that you guys fought before, and it's being ridden now by a were-rat. The were-rat general. And he grabs you by the legs and tosses you back onto the ship, and him and his were-rats flying spider eaters crash into the slime dragons, and you're able to make it all the way to the flying city.
Nice.
She is.
The Baron yells, "We're close enough!" Do you use the scroll dimension door?
Gonna, you know, give one last, thanks, Paylor! And, yeah, cast a spell.
Okay. You dimension door in. You guys appear in Octo Spearman's hideout. The scroll crumbles and the spiral door is in front of you, fully lit up and glowing with an emerald energy.
Who's got the ring?
I think Aelin does, actually.
What?
You got the ring?
Ring of what?
The spiral ring.
You remember the one that you used to open the door back in the goblin hideout?
I think it was in our party loop, but yeah, I'll say I have it.
Okay. Do you use the ring to open the door?
Yes.
The door slowly opens. As this door begins to open, you hear Pepe on the radio. Just call me when you guys are close and I'll come back and... Don't worry. I built the... I got this, guys. I'll pick you up. And then you hear a... Oh, shit! And the radio just keeps...
I'm gonna... Pepe, get better radios.
Doesn't work.
Brutal.
Fuck you, Pepe. This shit is worthless.
Poor Pepe.
This door, this stone emerald doors open up, and through them you see a black spiral of energy that is what I like to imagine like a black hole would look like if it had like visual elements, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just an absence of
yes, right.
Shit.
And it's, the door's open.
It's exactly like nothing.
Right.
Go through.
You guys go through, the Baron follows.
Onward!
This is it. This is it, boys and girls. Let's do it. Giant Baron jumps through the portal. So, something weird happens when you guys enter this place. Because it's not a place between... It's a, like some weird thing between time and space, and you guys are sucked through a Twilight Zone, weird time portal thing. Things are weird. You guys don't really... You guys don't see each other anymore as you guys, like, go through at different times. Krunk, you're the first one to come to your senses, sort of. And you look to your left, and there's a green man dancing. And you look at him a little bit more, and he looks like a lizard. You realize that you're tripping balls, because the walls are all waving, and you realize that you're stuck in, like, a bathroom or something. You try to open the door, but it's locked. And you hear a voice, Krunk. Hey, Krunk, it's me, your friend Artemis. Crawl into my mouth, Krunk. And the voice is coming from the toilet. And you look into the toilet and there's a face. Crawl into my mouth, Krunk. And you don't think that you can fit, but the voice, crawl in my mouth and there's no way out. And you're like, okay, into the toilet. Make a climb check.
I got real good climb bonuses.
It was in a trash
can. Yeah, I got a 33.
Okay, you do a great job climbing into the toilet. Great job. You were sucked down like Earthworm Jim.
Alright.
Eric, you awaken and you look around and you look up at the sky because you wake up on your back at first. You look up at the sky and it's weird because you can see what you know is the planet that you're from. In the sky, and you look around you, and there's stars, and you're in this open world, and you're in this strange red sand arena that's almost like Roman style, and there's like these like blue people around, and what looks like Abraham Lincoln is sitting in the middle of the arena on a throne, and you know that he's the king of Mars, because in the middle of his head there's a third glowing eye. He puts his hand on either side of his head, and he shoots you with a beam of energy. And you're filled with divine power. Make a will save.
18.
You needed a 15. You are inspired by this strange king of Mars. Aelin, you wake up and you're in like a weird deserty area. And there's like a strange alien green sky and weird monsters that look like indescribable. And next to you, as you stand up, you realize that there's a about average height man with a white lab coat on, with blue spiky hair, and there's a little boy with blue jeans and a yellow coat on, and they look at you and they are like, "God damn it, Summer!" And they kick you in the chest, and you go flying backwards through a green portal. Make a balance check.
21.
Okay, you make...
Your buff decks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's plus 6.
You keep your feet and land on your feet as you go through this portal. You guys all appear in this dark, dark theater. And there's nothing around you as you look around. Maybe if you look behind you, there's like a theater, an audience, a live studio audience, and they clap and cheer. Yeah, it's the Krunk Aelin and Claudio show. Woo, you know? And on the stage in front of you, there's this man. But he's got a skeletal face and he's got a name tag on it, and it's Chiltumba Bones. And behind him, there's three doors, right? And you guys are explained the rules of how this game show is going to work. Krunk, you might want to listen in on this. There's three doors, okay? And this is a probability question. So there's three doors, right? You know that behind one of the doors, there's the ultimate treasure. And behind two of the other doors, there's goats. The host knows what's behind all three doors. You choose a door, and then the host chooses a different door and shows you what's beyond it. Once you have made your choice and the host shows you the door, you can either choose to keep your door or switch to the door that the host didn't show you. Which one should you do? Keep your door or switch to the other door?
I can't remember.
This is a very famous math problem.
Oh, I know.
If you're interested, you're not allowed to look at your phones right now, but if you guys are interested, it's the Monty Hall problem.
Yeah, I think, what is it?
I'm pretty sure I've read a book that had this in there as one of the classical math problems.
I think, what is it? You pick your door, they show you a door, then I'm pretty sure it's the door nobody picked. It has like a 66% chance or something.
Because the trick is that you're supposed to think it's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, but one of them's actually slightly better. I'm pretty sure it's the one nobody picked.
All right, let's have a consensus. Switch? Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Okay, consensus. You guys decided to switch. You open the door. Behind it is the treasure. Chiltumba Bones claps his hands very slowly. The whole trick behind this problem is that by you choosing to switch doors, you're able to reverse the probability of the 1/3 chance that you have at the beginning, because the host is naturally always going to show you the door that doesn't have a goat behind it, which means that the door that you choose is likely to be a goat. So if you choose that one and he shows you the other one, you know that the third door has the money.
Yeah.
So anyway, you guys go through this third door to the ultimate prize.
Woo!
Instead of dying, because that's what happens if you fail this challenge.
Hey, I remember it slightly correctly. Nice.
Yikes.
Oh, failed the puzzle. Failed the game show. You're dead.
You're dead. I mean, he's a quite
Space powerful. Lich game show, you're dead.
Space Liches. Okay. You guys rise to your feet. You guys rise to your feet in the middle of a smoky arena. The Baron is gone, but you're in the middle of a circle of chalk with two lines running from either side towards the center where there is another circle. And a small dot is in the center of that inner circle. You are in an arena, and the lights flash around you as you guys are encased in energy, stuck in this battle space. A figure appears on a stand in front of you. An 11-year-old boy twists his ball cap to the side and throws an orb of darkness into the center as lights begin flashing all around the arena, spelling the letters B-O-S-S-R-U-S-H. Roll for initiative. As the orb of darkness hits the center of the floor, Blig and Klig appear in front of you.
Nat 20.
You think you're so cool with your magics or something? Whoa! Oh, okay.
Let's do it.
21. Right,
I got a 22.
I got a 24.
Okay, you guys are all going first. I only got a 15. Natural 20. Claudio, you're up. Blig and Clig inside this Pokemon arena.
How far away are they?
It's a 60-foot wide arena.
Are they
within, like, range, within range? Yes, you can make a charge attack for sure.
I'm going to charge. Are they standing right next to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to charge. Does 26 hit?
Yes.
You can roll a 4 and get a 26?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
I know. It's really not great. It's not cool.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I got good bonuses.
I know.
I got 5, 8, 21 for damage.
Okay. Which one are you hitting? Blig or Clig?
Clig.
Okay. You smash him in the side of the head. And it's very, very reminiscent of how he died before. Make a cleave attack into the next one.
Does a 24 hit?
Yes.
Oh no, I rolled a 2. I only got 24. Fuck you, Eric.
Sorry. 28 damage.
Okay. Blig also goes down. In a pool of blood that quickly reforms and turns into your next opponent. The owl bear appears. Crunk.
I think
it would actually be Aelin. You were up next,
right? I mean, technically, I got the lowest initiative. I just rolled nat 20.
But the natural 20 gives you the extra plus.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot it with a fireball.
You notice the top of this thing's head is missing.
What does that mean?
It's on my head.
Alright. I get to roll all the dice now.
Don't mind, bro. Did you take greater invisibility?
Yeah, I did. This is so much mathing. It's 36 points of damage.
Okay, you blast one of this thing's limbs right off, but it is still alive. Maybe it's missing a leg and can't make move actions without disadvantage. Crunk.
I'm gonna,
You're describing Ness, not Binding of Isaac.
I was kind of going for Pokemon, actually.
All right. So I was imagining Ness throwing, like, one of the PK balls.
Right, fair enough.
In Super Smash Bros. I never played
this Mother. Is feeling very Super Smash Bros, though. It's good. Alright,
Blow him out of there constantly.
Alright, fuck it, I'm just gonna unload the clip on this dude. Alright, we're going for it.
Fuck him up.
I got a natural 20 for one of them, so we rolled that. And that's going to be a 19, so one of them's going to crit.
Okay.
33.
Yes.
34.
Yes.
28.
Yes.
28.
Just probably got AC like 15.
Yep.
all right, yeah, I got a bonus of 17, so they're all fucking hit.
I'm going to use
necrotic damage.
You only needed to shoot it one time.
It's a CR2. It's already almost dead.
It's literally an owl bear. The same owl bear you fought when you guys were level 3.
I'm on the whole clip for nothing.
All right, well, it doesn't even matter.
Blow it to bits.
Well, I'm pretty sure your base damage is enough to kill this thing. Just
let me math this out. I already started. Just let me finish
it. It's boss rushing. You're using the big bad attack at the very beginning.
58 damage.
It dies. Okay, it turns into a puddle of slime, which quickly reforms into a giant bee, a spider eater. And it's turn. It's going to attack Claudio. What's your arm class, Claudio?
28.
It misses. Yep, it's your turn.
All right. So it's right in front of me?
Yep.
I'm going to make 2 attacks on it.
It makes a giant sting attack at you and...
All right.
Miss miserably.
The first attack's going to hit 35. The second attack was a nat 20. And does a 21 confirm?
Yes.
All right. All right. Ooh. First attack's going to deal 28.
Okay.
Then the second attack is going to... Then it's going to be 45 on the second attack. So... 80 altogether?
Yeah, you uppercut it and then quick slam it on the top of its head and it, like, reverberates inside of its fucking exoskeleton and just turns into slime. as it reforms into a were-rat troll. Aelin, it's your turn.
I'll shoot it with another fireball.
You're a fireball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't fireball me.
Are you
roll
up
it.
There?
Roll it.
Wait, are
roll
you?
Roll it.
I didn't know he was up there.
Roll
I've been
it.
Toe to toe with the slime the whole time.
So is Rob. Roll it.
Roll oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, so I posted something on Reddit, and it was like this suggestion on what another DM should like do to make his game more balanced. And somebody commented back and was just like, that's evil, dude. You're awful. Why would you do that to your players? The point of the game is not to torture your players. And I was just like, I felt so bad. I was like, I'm really mean, I guess. Like, it was really kind of, I felt really bad.
Play one of Alex's games.
Right. What was it?
It was like some shit where this dude's got like a flying ability and I was just like, yo, cut his fucking wings off. And while you're at it, cut you know, other players' legs off and cut somebody's eye out and give them mad negatives. And, like, make it so that the dude, like, later on in the game, they have to fight a flesh golem made of their parts. And, like, they get them back, but they're not as good or something. And it, like, builds up to, like, this revenge story. You know, where they fucking go after this dude who, like, you know, body snatched him.
On one hand, I think you could phrase that so it sounds really harsh. On the other hand, the way you would execute something like that isn't nearly as harsh as you made that sound.
But, I mean, like, that's the whole point of D&D. I don't know. And let's get back to this game. How much did you point?
34 points.
Okay, reflex saves you too.
It's a 20 DC.
It is. I upped all my shit.
Got a 23.
Okay, take half.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I only got
18. Whoopsie.
You only got to DC 18?
Yeah.
Do you have improved evasion?
Yeah.
I think he should at this point because he's got
yeah,
assassin.
Yeah, I'm only going to take half damage either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I fail it, I take half damage.
18. The were-rat troll.
Sorry.
Fails his save. How much did he take? 36 fire. That's important. Okay. And it's Crunkholio's turn. There's a were-rat troll.
I'm going to flick the switch on my gun to fire. I think I'm going to reload 3 bullets and then dump them on him again.
Are we flanking it?
Higher or low, good for you.
All right.
Dang it. Yes, you guys have tactically moved into positions, each round taking a 5-foot step as these things die and reform around you, so that as they reappear, you're on opposite sides. You guys form like a triangle.
I'm flying.
Nerds.
Sneak attack?
Alright.
Yes, so Rob, you will get sneak attack with these attacks. You can critical the sneak attack and double it that way. But otherwise, you only get the sneak attack one time.
On the first one.
Right.
Yep.
Can't
so
the 5d6.
If he criticals on the gun, though.
Really?
So if he rolls a natural 20 on the gun and confirms with it, the sneak attack criticals. So he will get an extra set. Because I feel
so
like he should. But he should be able to be able to critical with the sneak attack on the gun. He shoots him in the eye or something.
Okay.
It's kind of broke. It's unlikely. Well, it's kind of likely, but whatever.
Six rolls.
Well, 3. But I mean, that's still 3 chances
right.
out of 20. Rolled like 4 20s today already.
It's, yeah.
28.
Hit.
28.
Hit.
27.
Hit.
All right. And so we got fire damage. We got the sneak attacks. And then we got the regular. 55 damage.
Okay. The were-rat troll is still alive.
Those are silver bullets, right?
Well, 5 fire damage.
The were-rat troll goes, he turns onto you, Eric. He takes one mighty swing, which you duck, another one, which you jump over, and then he goes to bite you in the neck, and you just, like, easily block him. I rolled a 2, a 3, and then a 4. In that order.
Nice.
Improbable. It's your goes.
Alright. Swing up on him.
That's what he does.
Jesus.
A 19 and a 20. And I took improved crit. Fuck yeah.
Yo, we're wrecking dudes.
Another 20.
Oh my god.
And a 16. Alright, double crit. I can only imagine I smack the Everloving shit out of him.
Yeah, you wanna.
We're really front loading this combat with damage.
So 24. 9.
How many more dice do you have to roll?
I have to roll this set 2 more times.
It's dead.
It's already dead. Alright, I deal 105 damage.
You smush it.
Right, it is ridiculously dead. As you stab into its heart and it explodes.
Double crit.
Yeah.
Okay. It goes down, and in its place reforms a robed figure with a mask of Paylor and brand new set of limbs. You didn't think I'd be that easy to kill, did you?
Oh, it's that fucking bitch. The one who I took all his limbs off of?
Yep.
Aelin.
I have like a personal issue with this guy.
You can strategically place a lightning bolt so you don't hit us, maybe.
Disintegrate ray will do it.
I'm running into this problem where I'm feeling like,
don't waste a disintegrate.
I'm not going to waste a disintegrate yet.
You got two of them.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's bigger, better bosses.
Yeah, two.
I'm going to enervate this bitch.
Quicken one of them. Quicken Maximus.
I don't like this guy. I hate him a lot, and I want him to go away, so I'm going to enervate him. Does a...
He's undead.
Oh, fuck.
Which roll?
Can I take that back? I forgot he was
high or low, good for you. I'm rolling in front
Bye.
Of y'all. No. Enervate.
Fuck that.
Damn it.
He laughs. Okay.
Well, he only gets one.
Like, he's just immune to negative energy.
Right. I gotta remember what this dude has, spell-wise.
Good vibes only.
Actually, I have to
remember. I'm dead at the chillest.
Totally immune to negative energy.
He casts Flame Strike, and then Quicken casts on himself Divine Power.
Boof!
He gets buff as fuck. Flame Strike, so you're all gonna get hit with...
All three of us?
Oh, I guess it would only be... I guess he could probably only make it hit two of you.
Because we're on the opposite sides of him. He's gonna hit himself.
I'm flying.
He tries to hit both of us.
I don't know if it's a pillar.
No, it's a circle and it's a pillar.
Okay.
So I feel like he could go to the far edge of one thing and hit the triangle and just miss himself.
If he's moving?
Yeah, he'd take a 5-foot step back to just be out of the range of the flame strike and then nail it.
Nah.
If I can make Suzanne shoot a fireball into a moving cart through a snowstorm.
All right. I can fucking do this, guys. Shut up.
You want me to roll a dice for it?
It's whatever.
No, I'm rolling dice for it. I got a 16. Is that enough for you?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Reflex save?
Yeah, and it's going to be Claudio and Aelin are going to make reflex saves.
Got a 27.
Okay, you make it for sure.
I got 19.
You are also going to make it. He's not as high level as 24. 24 damage. Divided by 2.
Take 12.
So take 12.
Okay.
And it's back to you with Claudio. Did you get skipped?
I think Krunk got skipped.
Yeah, I think so.
Fuck.
I think he was supposed to go after Krunk.
Okay, sorry.
No, I think I'm after Aelin.
Right.
Yeah. It would have been you and then him.
Retcon that. Don't take the damage yet. He's still in the metal. You're up there, Krunk. Sorry.
Alright.
I'm a terrible DM.
It's fine.
This is why everybody hates me on Reddit.
I can't make charge attacks, can I?
Not if you're standing right next to him.
You're not. He's far enough away. You've been shooting the gun.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you can make a charge attack with your scimitars.
Alright. Well, then I'm going to make charge attacks with my scimitars.
Shoot them with holy bullets.
But I feel like I could get into a boring state where I just reload 3 bullets and shoot through bullets every round and, like, might actually be very effective.
Or you can move up into combat with your 2 scimitars and make 4 attacks every round.
Well, that's the thing. Alright, I'm going to come in and hack at him with my swords.
Okay.
Oh,
you said the cleric moves.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, he only moved 5 foot, so... I think Krunk's only 10 feet away.
Right, so yes, you should be fine to do that.
All
right. Yeah. Because he also...
Either 5 or 10 feet. Yeah.
Right, he moved in the direction of Krunk to get out of the flame strike.
Okay.
Oh, wait, he doesn't do that yet.
All right, so he's still just standing there being flanked.
Yep, he's still just standing there.
Oh, shit, so I'm going to get... Am I going to get a sneak attack on all of these?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
4 sneak attacks.
Yeah, that's the other thing with using your melee weapons, is you get sneak attacks on all of your things.
That's
the limitation of the gun.
That's wild. This is going to be... is unnecessary.
The gun is great for the 6-shot surprise round.
Yeah.
And then really after that, you want to move in with your swords. All right,
so now you're going to roll 20 d6 in the sneak attacks.
34.
Hit.
29.
Hit.
So 26.
Hit. No, miss.
Miss?
26 miss.
All right, well then the last one's not going to hit.
Okay.
You need an actual calculator?
51.
Okay. He takes it. Aelin, it's your turn.
I'm gonna cast...
Oh, wait, no, it's not your turn.
No.
I am fucking up today.
And then the flame strike all happens.
Right, okay. He flame strikes. He's going to flame strike. We argue about it, high or low. It goes through. Deal with it, nerds. You guys take 24, but you two made your reflex saves, so you take 12. He's divine mighted because he needs that health, and it's Claudio's turn.
Giving him the old smackdown.
Sorry about the turn where everything.
It's fine.
I guess I'm going to 5-foot step towards him.
Yep. You move up. Swing-a-ling and ding.
Let's see.
With your big penis mace.
34 glowing, and 27.
Glowing dildo of Paylord. What?
34 and 27.
The 27 is going to miss now that he's got divine power up.
Womp womp. All right.
Booyah. Wait a second. Hold on. I don't know if that's actually how the rules work. Higher low, good. The rules
max
work that
damage,
way.
Basically.
higher low, good. The rules work that way.
Wait. Higher low.
Hi.
Okay, the rules don't go in your favor. You miss in that second attack. I was going to say that I don't think that that's how divine power works, so I was just going to, like, fake it.
I don't know.
As any good DM would, I make shit up as I go along.
As you should.
So let's see. I got 12.
He casts Thunderwave. He uses Psychic.
32, all holy.
32?
Holy.
Okay.
So 64?
Once and for all, you finish off this evil cleric of Paylor, and he screams in agony as the holy light burns him, destroys his facade of Paylor once
Damn
and for all.
So what happens when you misrepresent Paylor.
I was so excited I was going to make him suck his thumb like a baby, because I took command undead. I was going to make him lie down, because I can't make him do anything suicidal, but I can make him, like sit down, lie down. Fuck. It's going to be fucking funny.
As the priest's visage fades, it reforms into two figures. One wearing a red robe, carrying a spell book, and the other with a great big hammer in its hands. All
right.
So
it's Aelin?
So Aelin. Orin and Kallik are in front of
you. This is Orin and Kallik. Okay. I'm going to ask for the past, enervate Kallik. Oh, fuck me. Never mind.
Luck roll.
Sorry, oh, I have advantage. Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, inspiration?
I have an advantage roll right now.
Oh, and yes, a inspiration roll. Yes, go for it. Make sure to mark it off.
Yay.
That's a lot better. That 2 turned into a 19.
That is much better.
It's like you use our luck roll.
Yeah, that was a really good roll.
3.
Take 3 negative levels.
Okay.
Kallik. And suck my dick.
To enervate his butt.
Yeah, right in the butt.
I just imagine you shooting finger guns from your crotch.
Bitch.
After Aelin is Crunk Olio. Crunky. Get funky.
Get behind him again.
Right, you're in melee. Both your swords are drawn. You are standing next to... Who do you want to be standing next to?
Kallik.
You're standing next to Orin.
All right.
Are we flanking either one of them?
I picked one at random.
You guys are flanking Orin right now. No, you totally want to be flanking Kallik because you could take him down in one round if you get enough damage
Let's
on him.
Take him down. Take him down.
And you just lost 15 hit points.
Are you next to Kallik?
We are both flanking Orin right now.
Okay, so, both flanking Orin.
So if we 5-foot step, we could flank him, maybe.
How are we looking for you?
Hi.
Okay.
But you're going to go, and then it's going to be their turns, and then it's going to be my turn.
Yeah.
So I think your best bet is to get 4 sneak attacks on Orin if you can.
Mm-hmm. First, I'm going to roll high or low for my free reload on my gun. So 10's low, correct?
10's low.
Okay. No Don't reload.
Oh.
No reload.
Half.
4 sneak attacks on Orin.
Okay, making 4 attacks. Sha-sha-sha-sha! All right.
Flurry of blades.
Now that I have all these higher level spell slots but no spells, like if I cast Fireball as like a 7th level spell, what does that do? Do I just add more dice?
No.
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 Sadly.
Okay.
I think that it helps for getting through things like spell resistance.
Okay.
And it raises your DC.
Just because I don't feel like reading anymore.
It makes it harder for them to resist.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah. I have the higher numbers in technical rules. You can't use them at all in game rules. You can use them to cast lower level spells.
Yeah. Because I think that that should be allowed. I think that's important.
I got a...
It's your...
22 charisma. I should be able to cast all the spells.
Well, no, well maybe not all the spells, but maybe spells
maybe
you already
that.
Know that you're familiar with, but you can do a really good job with them. It's because you're...
I got a 24 charisma.
Your natural skill cap is higher. You know what I mean? Like, you might be able to only cast
22 dex.
Burning Hands, but you cast it like a fucking professional, you know?
Shine, shine.
The game maxes out at 5d4.
So, Gabe, I got two 28s, 22, and a 26.
He's got an armor class of 26.
Okay, so I hit with three of those.
Okay. He's desperately trying to fend you off with his giant hammer hilt, but he, like, doesn't really have
He's
a whole lot of
way
armor.
Too big and right. clunky. And... Yeah. All right, yeah! So...
Again, clunky. He's got 26 AC.
Two hits with the fire one. So that's,
He can take some spring attack next level. Oh, he has spring attack. I don't know why I never
Warren does.
That. Yeah, he's a fucking G.
Yeah, whirlwind attack then?
I think that's what he's going for. No, he doesn't. I think that's probably next level.
Gross.
Get a lot of feats as a fighter.
I mean, if you go for whirlwind attack immediately, you can get it by, like, level 6.
Yeah.
The only hard part for a fighter is you need to have a 13 intelligence.
All right, that's 70 damage.
Okay, he's still up, because he's a badass. And it's their turns. So, Krunk, what's your AC? 26.
27. Okay. 27.
Oh, that's a critical. 27, you say?
Yep.
That's confirmed. He's going to miss with a second attack. Okay, you're going to take... He fakes low and then uppercuts you, and then just, like, uppercuts you with the hammer, just butting you in the head with it instead of even swinging it, right? And you're not expecting it. You get knocked in the jaw.
Ooh. Okay.
You're gonna take 46.
Okay.
Oof. Close.
Aelin.
Kellic's not gonna do anything?
Aelin, make a will save as Kellic uses Feeble Mind on you.
Oh, motherfucker. Is that gonna be a no?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't think so. It might not be.
He lost three levels.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Can he even cast Feeble Mind?
He can. He can cast it twice.
18?
Oh, guess wait. I guess it would take him the highest spell level. No, he can't. He can still. Because he loses other shit first. Because he's got, like, Quicken Shield and some other dumb shit.
Is he high enough level to cast Feeble Mind?
It Feeble takes... Mind. Way, the way that negative levels work is they take one of the spell slots from your highest thing. So it's not like he can't still cast it. It's that he loses the spell. So it's like he already cast it.
Okay.
But he would still have, at this point, one Feeble Mind left. What'd you get?
18.
To save... Lose any stat points?
The DC on it is 21, and he lost three levels.
So you just make it.
Yes.
Okay.
Get him our teeth.
Right and, in the butt.
I believe it's back to the
That's
top.
That's like exactly the same thing that happened in this, in the last scenario almost.
So neither of them moved.
No, they just stunned. I guess Kellic would have flown maybe 10 feet in the air.
Right.
But he's got to use most of his stuff to get cast the spell, most of his turn to cast the spell.
Gonna double swing on Orin. 39 and then 20.
The one's gonna hit.
Alright. 22.
Okay. He is still up.
Kellic is in the air, you said?
Yee.
Okay, I'm gonna lightning bolt him.
Yee.
DC 20.
Wait, do I have to shoot? I have to hit.
No, you don't have to make a hit roll. You just do it.
Oh.
No, DC 20 for your lightning.
I got to make a save. Which?
I'm moving this. Can we move this, like, here so I can roll dice on it?
I think next round I'm just going to pop Orin in the head. Yeah.
In general, so.
Huh? He fails his save. Okay. Holy crap.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. Wild.
Holy shit.
34. 40. 42. But I rolled 4 sixes. That's kind of awesome.
On 9 dice. Like, that's a ton.
Yeah.
You got another 2 fives.
So it's almost a 50%
yeah.
chance of...
Okay, how much was that?
42 points of damage.
Okay, he's got some damage reduction, so he doesn't take quite all of it, but he is
what
severely
about spell does my spell penetration help me with that?
No, he doesn't have spell resistance. Oh, wait. Wait a second. He does have spell resistance. Roll a spell resistance check.
And I get plus 11 on that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You said her?
Yeah, charisma and greater penetration.
19.
It goes through. He's only got a 15.
So, do they take full damage?
Yes, he takes full damage.
Shit!
He's like, I got spell resistance. Blah!
Just kidding! Fuck you! In the butt.
You know, the classic skeleton.
Can I get
flash.
A
Home Alone?
I want to aim my lightning bolt at his butthole.
Oh.
Right through it.
It goes into his mouth and out his ass.
That's one way to loosen a sphincter.
He just starts crapping his pants.
He messed up the redirect.
Oh, man. Okay, and it's their turns. Orin's going to swing. He's going to split his attacks. One on the Eric. What's your AC, Eric?
28.
He's going to hit you. And one on the Rob. What's your armor class, Rob?
27.
He misses you, Rob. Eric, you're going to take 21 points of damage. And Kellick is going to... What's the toughest thing he's got left? Fireball. I think he's only got... That's all the other things are like defensive spells. He's going to cast a fireball and try to hit... You know what? He cackles and just centers the fireball on himself and you all.
Fuck everything.
Make a reflex save. Crunk and Claudio.
I got a 15.
You fail.
I got a 28.
You make it. You guys are going to take...
I don't take 18
18 points of damage. And Kellick and Oren's facades slime into the ground.
Losers.
Getting pretty low on health here. Yep.
You guys have one round before the monsters reform. And they, like... The puddles, like, slosh together and go to one side of the arena so you're no longer flanking with them. And you have one turn.
All right, I'm gonna cure moderate on myself.
All right, I'm gonna use a cure critical potion. What do I roll for that?
I think it's 3d8.
3d8?
Plus, yeah, critical's 3d8. Yeah.
Do I want to heal, 10. Do I want to do something?
Or maybe it's plus 5?
It maxes out at plus 15. It depends on the caster level.
Okay, say 10.
So... Plus 10 to each or plus 10?
No, 3d8 plus 10.
Okay.
You're not getting back 38 points of health.
I thought so, but I don't know.
Healing sucks.
Do I want to heal or do I want to, like, get ready? Like, I didn't take that much damage.
You could prep a spell.
Well, I was going to cast something on myself.
Fire shield? You cast fire shield on yourself?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't take that much damage. Cool. I should be okay. And I have cure critical in my earrings.
Cool.
Can I drink two potions?
No, you have one round. High or low, good for you. You got the funnel.
High.
Yeah, you can do drink two if you
use. All right, I'm also going to do Shield of Faith plus 5.
Okay. You guys finish your quick round of buffing and healing, and you guys watch as these two puddles reform into three, and now you're facing three very familiar faces. Dark Claudio, Vermin, and the Raven Queen. Roll for initiative.
Oof. 9.
Jesus. 8.
24.
I think 6 is my... Yep. 8.
Suzanne, you rolled a 2?
Yeah.
I also rolled a 2, but your bonuses are better than the Raven Queen, so you guys are all going to go first. You guys also get advantage because you drank tea.
Yeah, oh. We did drink tea.
Shit. All right, I got a 20.
I got a 23.
I rolled a 2. You guys are all going before. Why don't
we were already all going first. Yeah,
you guys were all going first. Because you had a sweet round, and I could have rolled high and then fucked you all up as yourselves. Because I really could have come down to just a roll. But I did honestly roll a 2.
Raven Queen, enter me.
I was thinking more disintegrate and then maximize disintegrate.
Either way, dead.
But, yeah, and we're going to start with Claudio.
Is it that time? Like, I can't judge how far we are into this. Like,
I'm gonna lay on hands on myself for 36.
Okay.
All of it.
Crunk?
There's no winking for this boss fight.
Actually, why don't we do Aelin, just keep the order going the same way.
So.
Yeah, there's no winking.
Is this the time to bring out some things? This is not the end, though.
You guys haven't even seen Rich White yet.
We don't know if this is the end. There's some shit going on that we gotta fucking deal with.
Okay. I just don't want to use my...
Where's the Baron?
I don't want to use my special shit.
Who the fuck knows, man?
You maximize and enervate on the Raven Queen.
That was what I was kind of... Well, I don't want to waste my maximize, though.
Me and Robert playing
what if I maximize disintegrate later on?
You can maximize... you can't... Can you maximize a scroll?
Sure. It's with the staff. You don't know how the fuck that thing works.
You can maximize a fireball on all three of them.
That's true.
Magic, baby.
Fucking try it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck it.
I mean, with disintegrate, I don't think it would be really worth maximizing because it doesn't raise the DC to disintegrate.
Well, I'm going to enervate on that bitch because I don't want her doing much.
Are you using the book, or are you using one of your own? You've only been using your own spells so far.
Yeah, I've got some book stuff lined up, but
okay.
I'm going to use mine for now, because I know it'll work.
You got plus six, plus three.
Four.
Plus four? You got plus ten.
Ten? Okay, 19. 19. Can I quicken another one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do you want me to roll the damage on that?
No, do them both at the same time. But your quickened is used up for today. Remember that.
Yeah.
Also hit.
Take six levels.
Suzanne, take six levels. I'm just kidding. That would be super fucking awful.
Oh my god, that would be so terrible. I just like...
Everybody loses, we're all dead.
But she is
gonna... That would be terrible.
Yeah, but she is gonna try to counterspell.
Okay.
The first one.
Okay.
You ready for the roll off?
Roll off?
My voice just cracked really bad. Ready? Damn! Okay, so you shoot this double ray at her, and she tries to counterspell it back at you, and it breaks through. It's too powerful of an enchantment. You are far stronger than you ever used to be, Suzanne. Okay, and it's Krunk's turn.
Yeah, now she's only level 14.
Vermin, she was never level 20, was she?
She had the CR of a roughly.
No, but that's the thing, is she was pseudo level 20, and she's not actually level 20.
Right. She has.
So is she like level...
She has...
Now?
The Raven Queen that you guys met and saw had divine ranks.
Yeah.
She was the equivalent, like, she had equivalent powers of gods. The reptilians or whatever were shoving the fucking energy from the that you guys saw around the city, like the flow or whatever, that was going into Scarlet Spire. She was eating all that, and she got a divine rank because of it, which is how she was able to become the fucking giant Scarlet
fucking
Phantom.
Sasuke.
Yeah, the giant
man.
Sasuke monster.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But she's not connected to that power
no.
right now. So she's only whatever level whatever level Aelin was before the reptilians got her. So it's still your turn.
So fucking go.
There's Vermin.
All right.
And there's Dark Claudio.
All right, I'm going to roll for my free reload.
Looks good.
16, got it.
I lost too much health.
It's supposed to be rough, dude. It's a boss rush.
Well, I mean, I'm back up to, like, 80%, so it's not too bad.
What other extras? I'm making a list of my extras so I don't forget this time.
Where are they exactly? Are they, like,
they're in a line right in front of you guys. I'm imagining you guys also in a line Final Fantasy style.
30 feet
okay.
away.
Okay.
Right.
Just, like, taking turns. Like,
okay. Do you want to take your turn to teleport behind them? So it's Eric and Aelin versus... Their line, and you were like...
I mean,
like,
I can't really teleport. Listen, dude, I mean, at this point, like, I'm going to just reload my gun, put three more in it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try to fly around behind them.
Okay,
make a high check.
Make a tumble check.
I'm flying. Do I have to tumble?
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
flying?
Fair enough. Make a... Yeah.
I can just kind of zoop around and try to, like...
Yeah, fair enough. Make a high check.
All right, that's...
Stealth roll, whatever.
One of them.
Roll a fucking dice.
30.
Okay. You're able to get behind them without taking attacks of opportunity.
All right.
You're there. And it is the bad guy's turn. Dark Claudio runs up on you with a charge attack, makes a smite good attempt, and rolls a natural 20.
Great. AC 28.
Does not confirm, but he is using all the powers of the darkness.
Does he get past my spell resistance?
He's not casting a spell on you, but that's good to know. Remember that. Remember that you have that.
I have it big and circled in the middle of my page.
Take 19 points damage. Yeah, yeah. And then Vermin's gonna go. He's probably gonna turn and face you, Krunk. He misses with his which arm class?
31.
Okay, he misses with the first one, hits with the second one. He's gonna make a bite attack. Misses.
Okay.
But you are gonna get hit with a sword. His scimitars are pretty weak. So you're going to take 2 fire damage and 9 regular damage. And the Raven Queen's going to try to cast some spells at you. Aelin, we'll do a Fireball and Disintegrate Ray.
Beat my 14 spell resistance?
Yeah, I'll counterspell that shit.
Which one?
The...
Or should you?
Disintegrate.
Or which...
Okay.
What if we need it later? Ooh.
I'm going to use my flip.
Okay. Flip... You stumble as you start to make this arcane sigil in the air, and it almost breaks through, but then you ricochet this spell back, and it hits the Raven Queen dead in the chest, and she fucking explodes and dies in a wave of fiery...
Dust.
Yeah. She looks like...
Before the fireball goes off?
No, the fireball still goes off because it's quickened. Make reflex save.
Spell resistance?
Oh, spell resistance.
I got a 14.
I rolled a 6.
Plus 11?
11, yeah.
Well, oh.
No, it's not as good. Minus 3. Okay. Plus 8, which is a 14. And your spell resistance is a 15?
14. Oh, well.
Yeah, it goes through. You're going to take 31.
Half.
31 divided by half. So that'd be 15.
Okay.
And it's your turns, starting with Claudio.
All right.
There's Dark Claudio up in your face. Vermin fighting Rob, and the Raven Queen is a puddle of slime. Murked herself. She got murder-lurtled.
all right, I'm going to smite evil once. Power attack the smite evil attack for plus 5.
Okay. Your armor class is 25.
It's 28.
No, but... you're Dark Claudio, sorry.
Oh, okay.
You're hitting yourself right now. You're hitting on yourself. It's like masturbation, but less fun.
Shouldn't have power ticked, apparently. I can use that reroll.
Okay.
All right. And hit a 26.
That's going to hit.
On the Smite Evil, and then the other attack misses.
Okay.
The Smite Evil, Smite Evil attack. Wow. Eric, 39 holy damage. Oh, plus another 5 from the power tick. 44 total.
Okay. You took a whooping. Aelin?
Smacking down on Dark Claudio.
Who's doing worse? Dark Claudio?
Dark Claudio is definitely more beat up.
Okay. So I'm going to use the book to cast Baleful Polymorph on Vermin.
Okay. Were you turning him into a real rat?
Yeah. No, a bunny rabbit.
Okay.
No, a mouse. A little fluffy mouse.
Okay. What's the DC?
Fuck.
What level spell is Baleful Polymorph? It'd be a 22 if she's casting it.
Yep. What's your will save, Krunk?
4.
Okay, it fails. Vermin is now turned into a little bunny rabbit. Your opponent, Krunk, has turned into a little bunny rabbit. You want to, like, stomp on its neck?
I'm going to just shoot it in the head.
Okay.
I feel like I got one hit point.
Yeah, I mean.
Wait, I got a fucking 31 to hit.
Yeah, you execute
Vermin. Rabbit. Oh my god.
Inside you.
Just bam!
You feel a little groan as Vermin inside you is just like, ooh.
Got turned into a rabbit and just blown away.
And it's Dark Claudio is the only one left.
Brutal.
He rolls a natural 20.
Again.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
And he's going to confirm with the second attack, he's going to miss.
Got all my crits on the weak opponents.
So you're going to take 24 and then 4 on hold.
28 altogether?
Yep. And it's...
down to 17.
And it's your turns.
Going to double attack him.
Okay.
Going to smite on the higher bonus one. Actually, I'm going to smite on the lower bonus one to get it up to a plus 19.
Okay.
41 and then 26.
Those both hit.
Plus 11, so 33 for the first attack.
Okay. I think you have like 1 or 5 more hit points left. That's definitely enough with your next attack.
26.
26, okay. Claudio, as you defeat the darkness and your alternate self, the light in this room goes to pure black and you guys are enveloped in darkness again. You guys can't see anything for a moment and then your alternate selves reappear in front of you. And Dark Claudio steps forward, and he says, "What's the difference between you and me?"
I chose to follow the right-hand path.
You had a choice. We're not bad guys. We just had bad luck. And then they melt, and you guys are on the other side of the spiral door in a long hallway.
What's the request?
Yo, as you guys come to your senses, you look around and the Baron's there. He's like smoking. His coat is burned, horribly injured. It looks like one of his hands got like stuck in a fryer. He is not doing well, and he's just like
fighting another Baron,
sitting there. How'd you guys fare?
Better than you, I guess.
Yeah, and his you say as his beard finishes smoking. And he's like, okay, here we go.
I killed a rabbit.
He hands you each a cure critical wounds potion. And all right. we're gonna pause here for right now. Hey guys, real quick, it's me, Gabe, your DM, your host, and your special little buddy. I just wanted to ask you guys to like and subscribe. We're really close to the end.